It's time for the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 19, episode 22. Mama, we're going to talk about Maddie and what happened to her. Frank Sinatra's in town. And what's going on with Finn? Is he leaving? He's not leaving. Stick around!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't already, go to YouTube.com and search for AfterBuzz TV's drama channel. That's where we live, the SVU After Show. Drama. This is season 19, episode 22. Mama, I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by Taylor Gates.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Before we jump into this episode, I will remind everyone of the National Sexual Assault Hotline. It is 1-800-656-4673, 1-800-656-4673. Now that we've given you that hotline, for those who may need it, go ahead and call, talk to someone. They're also available to chat online. They're open 24 hours. But this show will take a subject that is serious and sometimes make jokes. This episode, I can feel it. I can feel the jokes.
We're going there.
Yep. So this may not be for you. What did you think of this episode?
All right. I thought there were some real zingers of lines in there. Like, I wrote down so many quotes that were just, like, just funny. Like, just funny quotes. There were a lot of, like, really big characters, like, with very big personalities, which I always love mm-hmm. when SVU does that, because they do it so perfectly. And that last act there, like, I think that this season's just killing it with the endings, mm-hmm. and this one was no exception.
I will say this was hands down the funniest episode of SVU ever,
no.
which is a weird statement, but yes, the funniest episode of SVU ever. Hands down.
I'm disagreeing with that.
Funniest.
I thought there were funny lines, but like, come
there was
on.
A funnier episode?
Yes.
There's a funnier episode than this?
The one where they have luscious grapes.
Oh,
luscious grapes is the funniest episode of all time.
I disagree.
The one where they make the pregnancy pact? Hilarious.
Babes? Oh, that's
Babes
a great
is my
one.
Favorite funny episode.
Yeah, but that's not funny.
A baby's not a slamming pair of jeans is my favorite line that's ever been written for the show, and it cracks me up every time.
I really appreciate that you can back up your statement. Because
yeah, I have evidence.
No, because I was telling people outside that this was the funniest episode of SVU, and they were like, I don't know that could be. It's SVU. They're very serious topic. And I was like, the funniest episode. And you were like, no, these are funnier.
These are funnier.
Great. Before we jump into the plot, let's talk real quick because it was a quick moment. Stone took his sister to see flowers.
Yep. That happened.
Great.
I did appreciate the fact that the flowers tied into more than one storyline. I thought that was nice. How it like was a kind of theme. It wasn't just that.
Okay.
I mean, I'll give that to them. I like that part.
I mean, it also did play to when he's talking to Olivia and she's like, this is what we do. We just lock them away. And he's like, and take them to see flowers.
Yeah.
Great.
That was a little dark.
Dumb. We get it. You feel bad about your sister. He took her to see flowers.
He did.
Great. Before we jump into the plot, you know a woman who loves flowers.
I think I do.
Tell us about it.
And if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the SVU After Show. Who sent you there? Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, you guys. Great podcast.
It is. All right, let's jump in.
Let's jump right in.
Okay, so we start with Frank Sinatra. For those who didn't pick up on this, this is Joe Piscopo, who was on SNL, and he always did the impersonations of Sinatra.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so he's been doing Sinatra for years.
That's his skill, man.
Yeah.
It's his thing.
So, yeah, that's Joe Piscopo of SNL Origins. I mean, he was also in, like, Wise Guys and a lot of other stuff, but SNL kind of, like, trumps everything.
Yes, agree.
When you do SNL, you're like, oh, that's this person.
That's the guy from SNL, yeah. Yeah.
And Maddie was played by Fionnuala, not Fiona, Fionnuala.
She was great.
Flanagan, who we've seen before on SVU.
Tell me more.
In Escape from 2003, that is the episode with Milo Ventimiglia. She played Baxter's mom, the one who helped him escape.
Repeat offenders.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, so we start with Frank Sinatra and marzipan cookies.
Yes.
Those cookies this whole episode. First of all, do you like marzipan cookies?
No, I don't like marzipan cookies, but I was craving cookies after this episode. Like, I'll give you that.
I don't like marzipan, period.
I don't either.
So the idea of a marzipan cookie sounds like a terrible idea. I was going to say a stupid idea, but terrible idea. I'm sure someone out there is like, I make great ones, blah, blah, blah. I'm Maddie.
If you guys make some, send them to me. Like, I'm not gonna like turn down a cookie. Like, I'm willing to try it. So if like you have a great recipe, like mail them to me.
Yeah, please send them to AfterBuzz.
Yeah,
we'll share them with everyone.
Yeah, we will. And people eat everything in the studio. That's true. So.
And we'll definitely smell them and then go, I remember.
I remember.
Okay. So I think my favorite, I'm gonna say that a lot. One of the great moments of this episode, not my favorite, one of the great moments is when she's singing and walks out to take her bills and she's talking to the lady and she's like, it's Thursday. And the lady's like, it's Friday. And then we're not singing that. And then she goes, I was raped. And then takes her bills.
Yeah.
That's when I knew this is going to be a great episode.
This is going to be one of those episodes.
Yep.
Yep.
I was raped.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And then the doctors are like, this lady mixes up reality and fantasy. On her soap, there was a ghost.
Okay. Speaking of that.
Yes.
I love to try to find out what's going to happen. And I was like, that line just like hit me. I wrote it down and I was like, maybe there's someone like hiding in her closet at night or something. I really thought that was gonna come back. It didn't. I don't know. Sometimes there's small moments and I was like, oh, I bet there's someone in her closet and she's saying it's the ghost, but it's like a real person in there. It didn't come back. I was really thought I had solved it. But
I was really hoping it would tie into her soap. That she's watching this show where there's like a serial rapist on the loose. And then like one of the actors, I thought we were going to go in a hopefully different direction, get out of the geriatric department, but we did not.
We did not.
No. Okay. So then her daughter is there and her daughter feels super guilty for putting her in a home. And then Benson gets to talk to them. And she asks the daughter if Maddie's complained about being mistreated.
She just doesn't like the people there.
This is what she wrote, or this is what she said. I don't like the members of this club, but the help is great.
Love.
The woman's racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm watching this being like, oh, we're just going to gloss over that this woman's racist?
Yeah.
She's like a little old racist lady. They're like, yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even think about that, honestly. But now that you mention it,
I was sitting there watching with my roommate and we both were like, oh, she's racist. It was great.
Yikes.
I was really sad that that also didn't play into
it. No,
it
did not.
No, just a minor note, this lady's a racist. really on top of it today.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, so the rape kit is negative-ish. They're going to figure it out.
Negative-ish.
Well, because the labs aren't back, but it seems like she was not raped.
Yes.
And then Olivia and Maddie become best friends.
I thought it was cute, but I know you're going to make fun of it.
Explain to me why it was cute.
I don't know. Like, we'll get more like towards the end. But her, like, Olivia's mom was terrible. So it's like, oh, like, it's the motherly figure being sweet to her and like seeing her as like a pseudo daughter, even though they've known each other for 5 seconds. I thought it was cute.
She literally was like, my name is Olivia. And she was like, Olivia, that's a nice name. We're best friends.
Okay, me too. When I see Olivia, like, let's not pretend we're not the same way.
It's different. Okay. So then she starts having nightmares and she won't eat her food and she doesn't want to be touched. And she said, no, Max.
Yes. That was like a really interesting impersonation. But yes, that's the gist.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
I was dramatizing.
Yes, you were great.
Okay. So maybe it happened back in the bakery. So they go back to the bakery and we meet her apprentice guy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
Well, are we just going to gloss over the fact that they had Elvis impersonator in there?
That was Frank Sinatra.
Yes, but then he was like, he was creepy and like crazy because he was like hitting on Rollins, and he was like, thank you very much. And then Rollins was like, that's Elvis. And I just thought that conversation was so funny.
I really liked the way that he was let go, because it was like one of the writers is a big Sinatra fan. It was like, I'm going to throw as many references into two sentences as I can. And he did.
Yeah.
He did. He was like, all right, Blue Eyes, you can take your, what's it called? Shoes and get out of here. Yeah. And then he responded, ring a ding. And I was like, oh my God, we get it.
It's like Sinatra. His little Sinatra fanfic right in the middle of this episode.
Some writer is like, I like Sinatra and you will all appreciate it.
I love it. I go for it. Like,
it felt like everyone was hitting on Rollins.
Yeah. This episode especially, I was like, whoa, she's
Which
really...
at least it's not little boys who she has to be like, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah, she didn't have to do that this episode.
Okay. Now can I get back to the bakery?
Yeah, you can. Sorry, I just really liked that line.
No, I appreciate it. Like, thank you for bringing us back.
You're
there.
Welcome.
Because I was like following Maddie's storyline and ignoring all the red herrings.
There's so many good ones. I know. There's so many good ones.
So they ask the apprentice if they remember Max, and he's like, nah. And then as they leave, he goes,
wait, do you mean Maxwell? Yes, we do.
Oh, a guy named Max that she called Max? Is that what you're asking?
I love that moment too.
What?
They didn't work here. Oh, okay, bye. But wait, there was a guy that was in here every single day
that
named
flirted
Max.
With her, and that was a big part of my life. His name is Max. You mean Max?
Yeah.
Sorry, what name did we ask for when we got here? Did we say Steve? No.
No.
We said Max.
We said Max.
Leonard Maxwell, who is some little old man sitting on a bench. They had an affair back in 1966, and he loved her.
He did.
I really love when he's trying to convince Rollins about his grandson.
Yes, me too. And I just want to say,
yeah.
I also was so sure that it was the grandson that had done it somehow.
Why?
Because he was like, oh, he's kind of like a bad seed. And also, when the grandson comes to, you know, when they're trying to identify him, it's not the bad grandson. So I was like, so she wouldn't have seen the bad grandson. Like, they must have done that on purpose. So, like, it would have made sense
in a way. I see where your head's
at. I was so convinced.
I love that that's where your head went. Because that's
really looking for
that
details.
Would have been a really good twist.
Yeah.
And I like the moment where Rollins sees him and is like, by the Harley.
By the Harley.
And he's like, other grandson.
Amazing.
So funny. So they do the lineup and they're like, try to remember these guys young. Here's my thing. In the episode with Holden, which was Holden's Manifesto. They showed the girls pictures of him from the age they would know him, pictures of him as an adult. And we're like, do you recognize this child? Great. Was this the guy who hurt you? Mm. Yes. Oh, I put it together. So the fact that they didn't bring a picture of Max, as a young man, and instead just were like, look at these old faces. Try to imagine them young.
Yeah. I didn't even remember that.
Thank you.
But that would have been
the correct way to do it.
Smarter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Also, can I just say, he was an engineer at Hudson, which, yikes. Engineering professor at Hudson. You need to get out of there.
Oh,
while
Hudson.
You still can.
Hudson University.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Hudson
University.
The worst university on the East Coast.
Love it. In the United States. Let's like, be real.
I would say on the East Coast.
Okay. Fair enough.
But the greatest fictional education you can get.
Yes.
All right. So she obviously didn't recognize him because these men are all old.
Also, favorite line from that scene. The grandson goes, this is Kabuki. Who says that? Who speaks like this? I loved it, but who speaks like this?
That, him.
This is Kabuki.
Yes.
Everything is Kabuki. I will start inserting that into
Do
my
you know
language.
What Kabuki is?
No.
Oh, so I think that's why this is so funny to you.
Yeah, it's just a funny
we'll
word.
We'll have a, no, it's a thing. That's not, he didn't just make up a word.
Well, no, I don't think he made it up, but it's just like such an obscure one.
It's definitely not.
Oh,
it is a theater style from Japan.
Oh, what?
I'll explain later.
Okay, well, I thank you for the education.
The second victim is an 80-year-old woman with MS. So the rapist wanted to rub her feet, which she appreciated, and then he wanted her to love him back. So then he raped her and he kept saying, "I love you," and she wanted her to say it back. I don't know why it's so funny to me.
It was like, ugh.
Because it sounded like the way it happened was that he was like, "I love you, I love you." And he like wanted her to say it back. But he wasn't like the previous episodes where we've had a guy who was like, "Tell me you like it."
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? It was like desperate.
Yeah.
Like just pathetic.
Which every time not every time, but I feel like there are a lot of episodes when someone is raping older women. It's always like, I want my mother to love me.
Yeah.
So when this was happening, I was like, so he wants his mom to love him.
I knew is what it was we're going something with the mom, like obviously. Just the way she was acting and the way like they interacted. Like you knew it had to do, but you just didn't quite know the.
Well, I guess it makes specifics. Sense as to why you then thought it was the bad seed grandson.
Yeah,
because the grandfather had the affair,
right?
So it wasn't his grandmother or whatever.
Yeah,
maybe. All right. So we then. Okay, sorry. Before we find out who it is. One of Benson's greatest lines is when a victim is like, "I should have fought and I should have yelled and I should have done this." And she says, "You did exactly what you're supposed to do. You survived."
Mm-hmm.
And that is a Olivia Benson staple. And it is also one of the most important sentences in SVU.
Yeah.
General.
Agreed.
For 19 seasons, this is the important thing, is that you survived. When Rollins delivered this line, I was like, why are you butchering this?
Yeah, it's like a very Olivia line.
But it also, like, the way she said it was, she was like, "You survived, you did exactly what you needed to do." And I was like, nope!
You it have doesn't... to say it
more. Yeah, if you say it the way Benson says it, this is wrong.
Yeah. We appreciate the effort, Rollins, but like...
I like have in my note is like, why? Why? Because Benson wasn't there. She I wanted to there. Like swipe it away. I was like, no.
You're so defensive over this piece of dialogue.
It is.
I agree, though. Because it's very
the most important sentence that if this show has taught anyone anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It is that you did nothing wrong. You survived.
Yeah. but Rollins can't say it.
Well, she can if she works on it. She needs to work on it.
Just in front of her mirror, just practicing.
Yes, I want that. I want to see a scene where Rollins is like, I need to work on talking to victims. it was the one time in this episode where I was serious. The rest of it, I was like, this is dumb. Okay, so turns out it's this guy, Dan. He's new to the old folks' home.
He's a temp.
Real Dan is dead. Real Dan.
I loved that woman.
When she was like, "You want to talk to him? Here
he is." She was so aggressive. I loved her so much.
Because she like lets them in.
Yeah. She's angry. She's just very angry.
Yeah. Her husband's dead and people are bothering her about him.
I mean, fair enough, but like, it's going to be okay.
Oh, it was good. So he took the identity of Dan, who really died. And everyone, all they remember about him is that he whistles a lot, and it's show tunes.
Not like Hamilton show tunes, old ones. And it wasn't reggae. Like,
yeah. What? Oh my god. It wasn't reggae. Obviously.
It wasn't reggae or Hamilton. So, like, what else is there, you know?
There is no other music.
There's no other music.
All right, so he did show tunes by his friend Judy Morris. I literally went... Who the hell's Judy Morris?
No.
What the hell's a Judy Morris?
I could not tell.
Then we meet Judy Morris.
Love.
And her tiny dog.
I'm obsessed with her.
I loved her dog.
I loved her.
The dog was amazing.
Yeah. I wonder. Thank you. Yes.
The dog was the best part of the episode.
Like, they must have really trained that dog. It's a lot of sitting in someone's hands.
It's a tiny dog. That's what they do.
A teeny little dog, but...
But I like when she, like, brought it to her face.
Yeah, that was at the end, like, caressing it.
And the dog was like, no, stop.
Stop.
It was good.
The dog knows these people are freaking crazy.
Oh, my God. My notes are all about the dog now. So the dog was really cute, and its tongue stuck out. Anyway, so the person we're looking for is Henry Phillips, her son.
What?
So when they arrest him.
Arrest him for what?
Plenty. I have legal questions here. Objection.
Plenty.
So, not a lawyer, but have seen 19 seasons of this. So almost a lawyer. And from the show, what we have learned is you cannot arrest someone in their home without a warrant. So they needed him to step outside and then arrest him. They do that a bunch in the show. Mm-hmm. And unless laws have changed in New York, which they might have, because they also claimed that there was no statute of limitations anymore.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like, that's not true, but I guess maybe now it is.
Maybe now it is. I don't know what the laws are in New York, but I was very confused as to how they could arrest him. One, within his home. Two, without a warrant. And three, without cause.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Plenty.
I don't know that you can arrest him.
I liked it. I liked the sass, even if it was unrealistic.
His everything between Henry Phillips and everyone else, hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Told you, funniest episode.
I also like that his mom was just like, sit down, have some wine. And she's like, we're literally working.
She's like, so?
You reminded me of a few episodes back, that crazy lady who like gave them the biscotti and then he tried to like cut it up and got crumbs everywhere and she was so angry.
Yes. The lady that we couldn't figure out what her deal was.
Yeah.
Yes. It definitely reminded me of her.
Just love these crazy women.
It also reminds me of the mom in the alcohol episode.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about, with the daughter who
of
drinks.
Of course.
The mom from Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
That one.
Amazing.
So he claims that he uses this fake name to avoid people who want to get to know his mom. Again, who the hell is Judy Morris?
She's so famous, yo.
To who?
To everyone.
To not even Broadway fans. So then they're like, this is why you rape old ladies. And he's like, that's a lie. And I love that Rollins is like,
That's not what people say.
No, that's not how you respond. The response should have been, ew.
How dare.
How dare you? That's disgusting.
Also, backing up just a tad bit,
please.
Because we cannot have the show without repeating this line. There's something called Google. You should try it.
Yes. So.
Yes.
So good.
There's some good lines in here.
I'm going to have to Google Judy Morris.
Judy Morris. She obviously was made up.
You don't know.
I mean, I think that would be pretty slanderous if they just, like, had the real person and, like.
Yeah, if she was just herself, that would have been so good. So then he's like, older women are attracted to me. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
So the second victim died. His DNA was found, but of course he will claim consensual.
Yes.
So.
Wait, I have a question about that, though. Because if he was working there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You can't still do that.
That's not against the law. That's against the rules of the place.
Oh, it's just, like, gross and terrible.
Right.
Gotcha.
Because you can't, like, sleep with. You're not supposed to sleep with people you're taking care of. But, like, there's no, like, law.
It's not, like, an abuse of power type thing?
I don't think it is because in theory, he could be like, she's paying to be here. She has the power. I work for her.
Okay.
So, like, he's the employee.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Because it's the second one. It's the one with MS. It's not the woman who has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Because, like, with Alzheimer's, I totally get why you could be like, no, she can't consent.
This is a good point. It's a good point.
Thank you. I've watched 19 seasons.
Thank you for the clarification.
I'm a lawyer. Not a lawyer. But I do give legal advice. Okay. So Benson showed Maddie photos. And she's like, oh, look at these. That's what friends are for. Back to this friendship thing.
I loved it.
And she tells her that she's beautiful, that she loves her. And I like that her daughter was like, I love you too. Because
she totally just ignored
her. Well, because I think, I believe the idea is that her mom was looking at her and thinking that it was her daughter.
Mm.
And so the daughter was like, I get that you're thinking it's me.
Oh, gotcha. See, I read that moment in a sinister way. I was like, maybe the daughter is, like, in cahoots with this.
No, the daughter seemed very, like,
concerned.
Listen,
I don't trust anyone on the show, okay? I don't, and for good reason.
Okay.
She was pure, though.
She was.
She was pure. I'm glad she was.
I love that you spent the whole episode being like, it's this one. Whereas I was like, just give it to me. Just give me this.
I usually am like that, but this one I was like, I think I can crack it. And then I did not at all.
Nope. So then they show her the photo and she freaks out at Henry Phillips. I don't think that's how that happens.
I don't know.
With a normal victim. With a victim that doesn't have Alzheimer's, I believe that would happen.
Yeah.
With, like, a child or with someone who is mentally challenged. But I feel like with Alzheimer's, it, like, felt like the wrong reaction.
Yeah. It was, like, a convenient plot thing.
Yeah. I will also say I'm not a doctor and don't have experience with people
with
Alzheimer's.
We literally have no PhDs amongst us. So.
You don't know. Not the point. Okay, so Stone brings Maddie to testify. She has moments of lucidity.
Moments aren't enough.
And then she has her moments, and then they're gone. She's like, "Why, chrysanthemums are pretty. Also, I'm going to read this quote."
I did like that, though, because the other lawyer was like, "She's clearly been prepped." And yeah. The judge was like, "She's clearly reading the poster behind me." I was like, ooh, some tension.
And then she reads the menu.
Yeah. And she's disgusted at the prices. Yeah. Which, fair enough. Like, fish is like $13.
I love that she was like surprised at them. It was so good. Anyway, Stone wonders why the press wasn't there because Henry Phillips is such a celebrity. So Benson leaks the story. Two more come forward.
Yes.
And then they go to arrest him. And of course, Judy is worried about her reputation and then calls him a fame whore. And then he monologues.
So good.
So he's monologuing, and I'm pretty sure that neither Carisi or Rollins were in character. They were just like, "Are you done?"
Yeah.
"Okay, you're done."
TikTok. TikTok.
It literally felt like he was just monologuing, and these two actors were like, "This is not in the scene."
Can you imagine? He's just improvising this.
I believe it.
If he was, please give him an Emmy. Begging you.
It felt so overdramatic. Oh, my God.
You keep bringing them into your bed even though they toss you out like last week's pot roast.
Monologues.
Incredible.
If I were ever to audition, I would use this monologue.
Yes. So. For any role, no matter what.
Yes. All right. So he's going away. Maddie gives Benson her necklace to throw into the ocean at the end.
Oh, my God. It did kind of look like
wasn't that was when I definitely when she put it around her neck I went, "Am I supposed to throw this in
I
the
went
ocean?
Listen, she's not gonna wear it. She has her fearlessness necklace.
Not this episode.
I know she didn't. That's what irked me. It irked me. I have mine on. I do.
I know
it's under here.
I know you do.
I'm gonna get it.
I'm judging you. But then at the end Benson throws it into the ocean.
She does not do this.
She does. It's headcanon.
Figuratively.
And then Leonard Maxwell arrives with white chrysanthemums.
That's so sweet.
It was great.
I loved it.
All right, let's talk about Finn.
Let's do it. Okay. He gets two episodes in a row. What's going on?
Finn was promoted to sergeant. He gets reassigned to the 2-1. Rollins and Creasy are upset that he's leaving and that they weren't invited to a party. But there was no party and there will be no party. You thought he was actually going to leave.
I kind of did. I don't know. Like I said, I have trust issues. I mean, RIP, not RIP, he didn't die, but Barbara left earlier this season. I was like, maybe we're getting rid of him.
No, we would have known.
Yeah, probably.
I would have known.
Probably.
So when it started, I went, "I would have known," and refused to accept it.
Well, there were rumors that Rollins is leaving, but I don't believe them.
Mm.
I hope not.
Well, he gets transferred back to SVU at the end.
But, like, in a weird way, I guess?
Yeah, Benson was like, "How'd you pull that off? Do I want to know?" And he's like, "No."
Like, what did you do?
I feel like he threatened. Oh, he probably threatened Dodds with whatever that email was back in the day. Remember when the episode with the airlines, and there was an email at the end, and Finn says to Dodds, like, "I have copies of this. I know what it is. We don't know anything about it."
Oh, maybe.
So maybe he blacked out with that. I'll take that. Okay, we are running low on time. So let's tell everyone about the poll because then I've got news.
All right, guys. So the poll this week is, who is your favorite SVU old white lady? Because we love to Judy in this episode. She's one of the options. We also have the woman in Ballerina who is...
Wait, this episode we're talking about Judy, not Maddie.
Not it's Maddie. No. Come on, guys. Maddie was like a pure character. Like, Judy was crazy. So we're obviously going to talk about the crazy ones.
Okay.
The one in Ballerina, who's Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett! That's the episode with Carol Burnett and Matthew Lillard.
Good episode.
Yeah.
The one in Wet. Tell us about the one in Wet.
The one in Wet was the grandmother of the drug addict girl who, at the end, took away her necklace and her inheritance. And she was like, "Get your hands off me."
Excellent.
Good.
And the one in Privilege.
Privilege is way back when. It's episode season 4, episode 17. It's the one who was basically training her grandson to treat women like trash.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you have it. Done, done.
Great white ladies.
Is it news time?
I have news!
Guys, I don't even know it. Yeah, wouldn't tell me, so I'm excited.
Okay, so apparently, so for those who don't know, Ice-T was a rapper before he was a SVU detective. He was, in fact, very famous for a very famous song called Cop Killer. If you don't know that, learn some history. But he is now in a metal band. Yep. And they released a video for their song All Love Is Lost. And in the video, it stars Kelly Giddish as a wife who murders her cheating husband.
What? How did I not see this yet?
I don't know, but I have a clip. I'm so excited. So this is the whole beginning of this video is like her telling her husband that she's worried about this other woman. He's like, no, no, we're good. We're good. And then he hears a voicemail from the other woman and the music starts.
Yeah, I love you. Don't worry about my wife. It's me and you. Don't worry about her.
I'm so ready.
I'm sure. I love you.
Look at her hair.
Oh! I gave you my trust. I would have died for you. Then the second I turned my back, you fucked me over.
So this is the song.
Now you have the nerve.
This is the SVU we deserve.
Okay, so All Love Is Lost.
I'm obsessed with this.
Is the name of this song. I love this. It's so great.
I'm going to watch the whole thing many times when I get home.
So funny.
I love how he's like, hey, Kelly, you want to come suffocate this dude with a plastic bag? And she was like, of course.
Oh, my God. So that is my news. I'm going to tweet this out for sure. Before I tell you where I'm going to tweet it out from and where the poll is, let's head into predictions.
Let's do it.
I'm so glad I got to see your reaction of this news.
I love it. Thank you for keeping that a surprise.
Thank you. Okay, so next week is the 2-hour season finale. 2 episodes called Remember Me and Remember Me 2.
Two.
Not the number, but as well. So the story is this: there's a live stream going. There's a woman holding a man hostage. Everyone for SVU is searching for her. And eventually Benson will get taken hostage as well, it seems. I think we can assume that he is the rapist and she is the victim.
That's what I assume too.
Right?
Like, I'm really excited for this episode. I love it when they have like weird technology live stream things happening.
You also love when Benson gets taken hostage.
Kinda. I think that she's really like good at getting out of it. It's fun to see her like really dig in and have
put
to
the gun on me.
Yeah.
Put the
I love that episode so
Which
much.
Which one? Father she does Shadow. It a lot. Yeah, but she does it a lot.
Yeah, but Father Shadow's like the top one for me talking about that. And I like it when it looks like they're going to have to do like a scavengery hunty thing. Maybe not like a scavenger hunt, but something like that.
Which, looking for clues.
Yeah, I like that. And the setting looks like very fancy. And maybe it's like a weird hotel or something.
They're looking for the penthouse.
I'm ready. I'm excited for it.
But we also have another announcement about next week's
we do. You guys.
2-hour season finale after show, which will not be 2 hours long.
It will only be 1 hour long, but we will have 3 hosts. It'll be me and Yell and YouTuber, one of my favorite people ever. Gabby Dunn is coming in. She's a huge fan of the show. And I tweeted her and I was like, hey, come on our show. I'm like, not thinking she would do it. And then she was so excited about it. And so, yeah, she's coming in and joining us for the finale. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes. We are so excited. And we would love to have more SVU lovers in the studio.
Yes.
Let's
just
do that.
Tweet us. It's worth a chance.
Awesome. Where can people find you and the poll for your favorite SVU old white lady?
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Anne, on Instagram at @taylor_gates_. I also host The 100 After Show every Tuesday at 11 p.m.
Excellent. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. You can find, I'm going to tweet out the video and the article for All Love Is Lost at Yael Teagle, YAELTYGIEL. And Deadpool's coming out. I'm wearing a Deadpool shirt. You can't see it. That's okay. So for a review of Deadpool before you see it, check out fanversation.com. And we'll see you next week.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Done.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.